Would you like to begin, Parj? Are we ready to begin?
I think we are. First of all, I want to say I'm very, very grateful that we can have this phone or this Skype conversation. It is not the originally planned seminar, Alive in Bhakti, because just now something has happened, the departure of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, which sends almost an earthquake of grief throughout the devotees who practice bhakti all over the world. And when we had heard that this is a most critical time for Bhakti Charu Maharaj, that is before his departure, I had a phone call with the hosts of this program, and we thought, what is most appropriate? Should we cancel altogether our meeting today in the light of these dramatic situation regarding a person so close to all of us? Should we not have anything at all? And then we decided to change the subject matter. So today we will not have a live in Bhakti, the seminar, but what we will have is we will have a prayer session for the departed soul of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And I believe that really entering this prayer session with all of you will bring us to the heart of bhakti. I have a message here about I will send it immediately. I will immediately tell it to you. So I feel a little bit overwhelmed still. I was not knowing that Maharaj's situation would decline so quickly after we had arranged this meeting or the sessions, 8 sessions on deepening bhakti. So then when the first day was scheduled today, I was overwhelmed with the news that, first of all, it's critical, and then just 10 or 12 minutes ago, Maharaj has left the body. So we are all a little bit thrown out of our normal thoughts. But that is the way life is. Life is a great wave, and we need to always respond to the unpredictable movements of this great wave in an appropriate way. So let us therefore now enter into the prayer session. At first, I would like to say that most of us know Bhakti Charu Maharaj as a remarkable disciple of Srila Prabhupada, a spiritual master to so many devotees worldwide. He is a very sympathetic person because he's so dear to all his God brothers and sisters. His enemy has not been born. He is the spiritual uncle of so many of us, And is my own personal friend. Although this is a time of grief, when we know that a Vaishnava of such a stature, a devotee of such a greatness leaves the body, it is in some ways glorious. Srila Prabhupada once wrote, people with a poor fund of knowledge do not know the difference between the death of a devotee and the death of a non-devotee. And then he gives an analogy, an example, which can help us understand the difference. In this connection, an example can be given. A cat carries its kittens in its mouth, and it also catches a rat in its mouth. Superficially, the catching of the rat and the kitten appear to be one and the same, but actually they are not. When the cat catches the rat in its mouth, it means death for the rat. Whereas when the cat catches the kitten enjoys it. I remember I once saw this in Mumbai. I saw a cat darting out of the shadows of a house, and there was a rat going quickly over the street, and the cat jumped on it, took the rat in its mouth, and I think shook it a few times and broke the spinal cord. It was a quick death. A little later, I saw the cat going back to the shadows, and there was a cardboard box, and its kitten were inside. And the same cat took the kitten, who was hanging very relaxed in the mouth of that cat, as it was transported to another location. So this is the difference between the death of a non-devotee and the death of a devotee. For the devotee, death comes, or Krishna comes personally at death and carries the devotee safely to a better situation. He carries him home. So this is the reason why we relate to the departure of a Vaishnava with mixed emotions. Yes, we miss him. Yes, he has left us. Yes, we will not be able to enjoy his embrace, his kind words. And when he, like one day he came to me, today I cook for you, Maharaj. I will cook the preparation called Monk's Delight. We will not enjoy Monk's Delights from His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. However, we know that there is another scenario going on. That is that Krishna has released him from the material situation of being in the hospital under very strong medical surveillance. I would like to lead you now into a prayer session for Maharaj's well-being. And then afterwards, share a few related points. But right now, it's very important that we all connect mentally with the person for whom we will pray in a few minutes. When Maharaj was committed to or brought to the hospital, he came as a critical COVID-19 patient. He soon needed the full support of all these machines, starting with the ventilation, kidney support, and so on. Due to the epidemic pandemic, no devotees were with Maharaj, but Maharaj was surrounded by auspicious items. He had taken the Bhagavatam with him and the Gita. There was a constant kirtan going in the background, and also he was miraculously allowed to keep his neck beads and his Brahmin thread on, which is unusual for a patient who is on ventilation and has kidney support and so on and so forth. And at times there was a broadcast on a screen, I understand, in his room where the darshan of the deities were shown, were there in his hospital room. Now, I would like with all of you now to pray for his safe passage. I request you to sit straight for a moment and to just calm down a little bit, because you will need your whole presence of mind to really be able to pray from the heart, a heart that is unoccupied by so many exciting and disturbing things which may go on in your life. So for now, I request you just to take a few deep breaths. And center yourself so that you're totally here with this exercise. Focus now on your heart space. And visualize an image of the Lord. Maybe the deities whom you are worshipping. Maybe a picture. As you understand Krishna, and now pray from the heart. My dear Lord Krishna, your dear devotee, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, has just left the body, and we are full of profound grief. Such a good servant, such a good example for bhakti, such a benevolent, compassionate friend of the souls has left. We request you sincerely to please take full care of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, as you have always done. Please take full affectionate care . Please take him to you. Please hold his soul. Carry his soul. And be there with him as the closest friend. Take a few moments now to say your own prayer. We will read now Krishna's immortal words in the Gita, where he makes a love declaration to his dear devotees. It's from the 12th chapter of the Gita, verse 13 and 14. Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha niyamamu nirahankara samadukha sukachami santushta satatam yogi jatatma trita nischaya maya pita mano buddhir Yo mat bhakta same priya. One who is not envious, but is a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a proprietor, and is free from false ego, whose equal both in happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me. Such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. He for whom no one is put into difficulty and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me. My devotee is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and not striving for some result, is very dear to me. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, is very dear to me. one who is equal to friends and enemies, who's equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who's always free from contaminating association, always silent and satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any residence, who's fixed in knowledge, and who's engaged in devotional service, such a person is very dear to me. And then Krishna ends this in a very, very loving way. He says what the devotees mean to him. And when I read these verses, especially today, where I think the earthquake of the departure of Maharaj has not yet reached the depths of the heart, because we do not feel very happy with the thought that he has left us. We feel very, very aggrieved, but it's still coming, the waves of the earthquake, still coming. But Krishna ends this, those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. Ativa. Ativa is a word which means very, very dear. Now, are those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service. So our Maharaj is in good hands, because Krishna will carry him like the cat carries its very, very dear kitten. There's no cause of anxiety. There is something which I would like to say now about the day. We have just asked our super astrologer. It is said that the time between Ekadasi and Chaturmasya, which starts tomorrow, is extremely powerful, especially for those who are departing. It's a very auspicious time. I think we wouldn't like it any other way, but this is objectively the case, that it is a good time, apparently, to leave the physical body. There's something else. It seems like Jayadvaita Swami and Burijan Prabhu are also in this Zoom session. I will, if it is possible, dear Maharaj and dear Burijan Prabhu, if you can, if the host can somehow, I think the word is Zoom you in. I think Yashoda Dulal is investigating this. I will, with your permission, it is good if we can have you immediately say something. Is Yashoda Dulal, could you maybe raise your hand when it's technical?
It's already done.
Oh, good, good. Oh, Maharaj, I see you, Jayadvaita Maharaj. Please give us some words of wisdom now.
Yeah, I missed the last few minutes of what you said, because I was in the next room with some of Maharaj's disciples here in Tuaca. So I'm a little bit disjointed from been saying. It just came back. My prayer to Krishna over the last few days was that if you want to keep Maharaj with us, you can. Otherwise, his departure should be glorious. And I think Krishna has made his departure glorious. He didn't need me to petition him, I think. I don't count for much, but Krishna clearly desired that Maharaj would leave on a most auspicious day. And with all the prayers and heartfelt love of devotees everywhere. So right now it's a difficult and tearful time. But we have our spiritual understanding that Maharaj is, for us it's tearful, for him it may be tearful in a different way, to be reunited with Prabhupada, reunited with Krishna. But for us, we have the spiritual understanding that his presence is there by his instructions. That on the material platform, we can't expect that anyone will always be with us. That's against the laws of nature, which can't be expected to be reversed. But the law of spiritual nature is that the pure devotee or the spiritual master is always with us by remembrance, by his instructions, by his remembrance of his spiritual activities. So he'll be purifying the world for generations through his teachings, his example, his remembrance, his followers, those who look to him for his example, his friendship, his Krishna consciousness. So we can always take shelter of that spiritual presence and in that way be comforted, be guided, be inspired.
Hare Krishna, thank you very, very much, Jayabeta Maharaj. Hare Krishna. May I now turn to Yashoda Dulal again? Is Burijan there, and is it possible to bring him technically into this conference?
Yes, you can just unmute himself, Maharaj Burijan Prabhu. If you can unmute yourself and come on.
Thanks, Hare Krishna. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but we cannot yet see you.
Because it's late at night here and I'm not dressed properly.
Okay.
I'm seen, I think. Excuse me.
Okay, then we can hear you very clearly, and we would request you to please say something about the departure of our dear Bhakti Charu Maharaj, which will give maybe a frame to this event, or it will give an insight or a solace, anything you feel appropriate.
I can't think of anything that I really think is appropriate at this time, because it's such a sad time. I would like to echo what Jai Dhritaraj said, that there's no doubt in my mind that he's gone to Prabhupada, because his life was so focused on Prabhupada. And yet the world, the only way I can think about it is that it's a dimmer and darker place at this point, because he was such a live, sweet, generous-hearted, kind, and devoted individual, and the candle has been extinguished in this world on a certain level, and we will certainly, we can't help but thinking about him very deeply with great affection and appreciation, and miss him unlimitedly. It's something more or less inconceivable that has happened, because it seems like he's always been part of a big worldwide ISKCON family. He's always been with us, and now someone who has always been with us is no longer with us. And we were imagining, in some senses, that he would always be with us on the level that he's been with us. And now it's clear that he won't be with us in that level anymore. But I thought that makes it easier to pray to him now. And I shall do that. And also, it's almost clear that he had everyone praying for him, and countless devotees all over the world praying for him, but yet it seems like almost as if he didn't need anyone's help, in one sense, because he was so fixed on his pure service to Srila Prabhupada and his lordships. And it was glorious. And my understanding that the titi of Shravan of Guru Purnima has already begun in the United States. And then so Jai Dhritaraj had previously told me that, His Holiness Jai Dhritaraj had previously told me that he was praying for either for him to survive or a glorious departure. And I think the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami, Guru Purnima, the month of Shravan is glorious. So clearly we're going to, once the world won't be the same, what can we say? But yet it's clear to me that he's with Prabhupada. Okay, I think that's, other than being happy to see the faces of very dear friends at this very moment is soothing to my heart. Faces that I know so well and have seen for so many years. It brings great solace to my heart to see those faces. And perhaps I won't take you all for granted so much. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank
Maharaj, His Grace Ravindra Swarup Prabhu is also on, and he wanted to speak also.
Ravindra
Swarup Prabhu, if you want to go ahead and unmute yourself, please.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, thank you for the previous chat. I hope you will be able to. Titala Padanevi or Vaishnavi or Namah. My first thought, I felt such shock and such grief. And then I realized I wasn't grieving for him. because he's all right. I have no doubt he's with Srila Prabhupada. And what I'm grieving for me and all of us who lose his association. We don't know what the plan of the Lord is. It's really above our pay grade. But I'm also taking solace that Prabhupada once said about the spiritual world. He said that we shall have another ISKCON there, which I thought was great. Although when I told devotees about it, I said, "Yeah, but no GBC." So I really, we are eternal associates. I think there's in Krishna Leela there's a probably an ISKCON group or several ISKCON groups that are there, and so I have something to look forward to, and my association, many people, we are eternal associates. The other thing I really fondly remember with Bhakti Sri Swami was many of the things that were not so official. For example, making noodles. He went through his noodle phase, he went through his pizza phase, he went through so many things. And finally I said, can we have a really good traditional Bengali meal and eat it like Bengalis? So he did that. He put together this several times, this really good, really super duper Bengali meals. And then he saw me trying to eat it, like a Bengali with my fingers. He says, no, he says, you don't just do like this. You take it and you smoosh it. So he taught me how to be a Bengali. We will miss him, but that will only make our reunion more sweet. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. With all of your permission, I would then like to bring this call to one particular memory which I would like to share with all of you, a memory which will be both soothing and also educative. It is said that when we remember those who are dear to us, they become immediately close to us. But when we forget them, there is real separation. So dealing with this human factor of Maharaj's departure, that we will miss him, and we grieve that we will not have his very friendly and very kind and just very wonderful association, I would like to share this memory which will soothe you, because it points towards the eternal dimension. Once when we were preaching in Wiesbaden in central Germany, he had cooked again for his god brothers, and we took prasadam, and then afterwards we retired, both of us, to lie on our left side and digest. And I asked him in that intimate setting, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? And he told me a very, very nice unfolding of events in his life, which I would like to share with all of you today. I never thought he would leave the world so soon. But when he told this to me, I thought I will remind the devotee, or will share this with the devotees, what he told me. When the world was younger, he said he had heard about Prabhupada from a close friend of his. And when he came back from Germany, where he studied physics, to Calcutta, he made it a point to pick up a book from Srila Prabhupada to get to know more about Srila Prabhupada. And the book which he picked was The Nectar of Devotion. He said to me, I was captured so much about by the information which was there, that I read it through the night. I did not go to bed, but then finally, later in the morning, I decided my life is meant to serve Srila Prabhupada. And he immediately, spontaneously, with strong will of heart, left everything to go to Mayapur, where Srila Prabhupada, where he knew he had, Prabhupada had a temple. Prabhupada was not there in Srila Mayapur at that time. He came only later. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj went from Calcutta to be with the devotees, but he did not go on the project. Instead, he went down to the banks of Mother Ganga and he requested one of the people there to shave his hair. When he was shaved, he took a bath in the Ganga, and then he went back to the banks of the Ganga, but he did not dress with his old cloth in which he had come from Calcutta. No, he made a bundle of the old cloth, tied them together, and threw them in the Ganga. His rationale was that I am not going back to my old life. How can I be dressed in the same way? I will give up everything now and surrender my life to Srila Prabhupada, whom he recognized from reading The Nectar of Devotion to be a true ambassador to the world of which he was writing in The Nectar of Devotion, the spiritual world with Krishna. So he went to the temple. The devotees gave him devotional cloth, and he waited there on the Mayapur, on the precincts of the project, for Srila Prabhupada to come. And immediately when he met Srila Prabhupada for the first time, they conversed in Bengali. Prabhupada was interested about his family background, which was a well-established background. He was very educated. And then he very quickly became the secretary of Srila Prabhupada in the temple. His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj has he has spoken about his prayer, but Burijan Prabhu spoke about Bhakti Charu Maharaj's inner orientation. Wow, he was a Prabhupada man. He had joined because of Prabhupada. He was convinced by reading The Nectar of Devotion. And his connection to ISKCON, his connection to the whole world which we represent, was always through Srila Prabhupada. And he was never, therefore, disappointed, because international movement which wants to adopt to a new spiritual culture will sometimes have some glitches. Not only do we not know how to eat with the hand and dive into the preparation and mix it and mush it, we don't know many other things which may even be more crucial and important. But he never became disappointed, because his connection to Prabhupada was so strong. It is very, very nice for me to take you all back into this particular moment, the moment where Maharaj goes to the banks of the Ganga, gives up his locks of hair, so to say, his dress, and stands naked before his future. This is a good position to live, and it is the best position to die, to be naked, to be not with all these upadis, to be not with all these very, very difficult manifestations of false identity. We are always helpless. We are always naked before Krishna. And therefore, this is a good memory. Yes, we have another idea. Our Yashoda Dulal Prabhu, I will address you. There is a senior disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj who wants to share something with this conference, and I request you, Yashoda Dulal, to now invite this devotee whom you have in mind.
Yeah, so I don't know if this devotee feels able at this time to share, given the emotions he might be going through. But is there any disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj that would like to share? And I would like to ask if Yadunath Prabhu specifically would feel comfortable and wants to share anything.
Hi, Krishna. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Please accept my humble obeisance. All praise to Prabhupada. All praise to my Guru Maharaj. I want to thank Satchinanda Maharaj for doing this morning. It's been mentioned by a few devotees of the auspicious time that it is now. I can't help but notice that it's also Independence Day. And of course we say that he's with Krishna now, he's with Prabhupada now, and of course he was always with Krishna, and he was always with Srila Prabhupada. I don't think there was a moment where he felt separated from either one of them. It's difficult for me to speak now. I appreciate the opportunity, but I think I'll just
express gratitude to Krishna for allowing me to be graced by His Holiness, and gratitude to my Guru Maharaj to be accepted by Him. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Yes. Thank you very much. I will now do something to close this session. Is this all right, Yashoda Dulal? I think we allotted this time, and then good. Now I can see. What can we do now to be of further assistance to His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj? I know from the many, many, many meetings and personal heart-to-heart talks that He always placed a maximum of emphasis on following Srila Prabhupada. The reason why he was so convinced of this goes maybe back to the time when he read the Nectar of Devotion and had that moment of awakening where he left the material world and decided to become naked before Krishna and move as a servant of Srila Prabhupada in the direction, the Urdhva Pundra, the path which leads upwards. He always knew that Prabhupada could make the connection between the souls and him and Krishna, and he is very, very emphasized this a lot. You would always hear him talking about becoming a servant of Srila Prabhupada and following Prabhupada and so on. So I request all of you that now where his vapu, his physical presence, cannot be had, we should concentrate on his legacy, what he has said, what he has instructed, what was his particular emphasis in his spiritual life, and in this way give pleasure to his heart. Because, yes, on this side we are spectators and see one scenario. We see someone was brought into the hospital in Orlando, and he had COVID-19 infection, and there were a lot of medical steps done by very qualified doctors and an advisory team. And then his organs failed him one after the other, and then about an hour ago he left the body. This is what we see here, who are spectators on this side, the material side. But and on this side we are grieving, we are shattered, like our Yadunath, who can speak always. He is in a stage in New York. He is always saying something. He is in stand-up comedy, an artist. But now he cannot say anything. That is good. His mouth is sealed at the moment because he's shocked. So on this side, all this goes on. But on another side, the eternal dimension, there is a great, great example. a great devotee of the Lord, an amazingly close disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who served him when Prabhupada was preparing to leave this world. On that side, on the spiritual side, there is very, very auspicious things going on. And I request all of you to not lose the connection with Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who is now on that other side where we can't see him. I request you sincerely to maintain the connection with him by following his example to the degree which is possible for you, and remaining connected with him. I further request you to get a copy of his excellently written book, his last book, An Ocean of Mercy. It's about his memories of Srila Prabhupada. Also, I can recommend, there is a lecture which I have started to hear, to speak. It's almost a prophetic lecture. It's one of the, I think it must be the last lecture which he gave while he was on the earth. It was a lecture to the Pandava Senas. And what? One of them. One of the last lectures. I will request Gokrishna to send the link to this, and but I need to look, here is something. Jayadvaita Swami said, if Maharaj needs to leave, can the session continue? Of course, Maharaj. Yes, the question is what to do next. Maybe other devotees can continue to speak. So the I would like to make this suggestion that I can't actually decide without Yashoda Dulal. He is the host and he is my advisor and my caretaker when I come to America. Should we continue Yashoda Dulal?
Yes, Maharaj, whatever you would like, and Jayadvaita Swami also indicated that we can continue if there are devotees who would like to share, because people have come here for shelter from this devastating news.
Yeah.
So if you have another commitment, we can still keep the Zoom call going.
I will whisper something in the ear of my assistant, so I will stay a little on, and when it's absolutely impossible for me, because there are a few things which need attention, but a little Indian flexible time is possible. So, good. So, let us now decide how we wish to continue. I think His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj indicated it is good if some other devotees speak their realizations. Please remember that this is a very serious gathering. We are all shocked, so please speak very, very beneficial to everyone. And Yashoda Dulal will continue as the host and unmute you.
Yeah.